So before we go in depth into this, how the information that's reported after these incidences are disseminated, monitored, and reviewed, we should also look at the policy in general, that the policy, the anti-discrimination, harassment, and bullying policy should be posted on the school district internet website, if there's one. It also has to be in plain language, as we mentioned before, the summary of the policy to, and it should be provided to students, their parents or guardians, and also school employee at least once per year during the school year. Schools may volunteer to opt to develop their own local complaint form. So, for example, when we mention about the oral report within one day, the written report within 2 school days. Again, some schools may have their own form. So again, this is something that you need to find out from when you go to your respective learning environments if there's a special form that they use for reporting. Also, each year there should be an annual review of the code of conduct. This policy may be reviewed to assess its effectiveness and compliance with state and federal law, as we mentioned, Title IX, DASA. If changes are needed, and also proposed policy revision could be recommended to the board for its consideration. So again, everything that all the information that is being compiled each year would also be reviewed and help with revising policy as needed, and also new recommendations and so forth.